You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. Well, if you follow me on social media or you receive my newsletter, you may already know that I've just announced that pre-orders are now available on my very first book. It's here. I'm so excited. The book is called You Already Know, and it's being published by Murdoch Books. And so it is on pre-order now, and it's due to be published in Australia and New Zealand in September. It should be in stores by September 2. There's a slightly later release date, I believe, in the UK, but pre-orders are available now. And I've just had confirmed that it's going to be distributed in the United States of America, which I hadn't anticipated. So that I'm so excited to have had that news essentially on day one of pre-orders. So it's available to also order in the USA with a publication date of November. So I have just been thrilled to bits to have it unveiled to the world, to have it arrive, and have been really touched, actually. I'm incredibly grateful for the outpouring of love and support and emails and messages and phone calls that I've received since I announced it. So thank you so much. Yeah, I'm beyond thrilled. And so I wanted to talk a little bit today about the book and how it came about, because for me, it is actually now a physical manifestation of my purpose, but also a vision that I've held since I was 7 years old. And so I sort of wanted to talk about that a little bit today, because I do talk about this in the book also, but I thought it could be incredibly useful. Well, I hope it's useful to share this journey and how it's come about and what the hell it has to do with following your intuition, because this book is the result of following my intuition on everything. Everything. So as I just mentioned, when I was a kid, from the time I could read and write, I knew with every fiber of my being that I would be an author, and not just an author, but a published author. And so when I was about 30 years ago, and certainly as a 7-year-old, I had no concept of self-publishing. There was no internet to speak of. And so to have a publishing house publish your work just seemed like the most tremendous thing to me at the time. And when I say that I knew this, it wasn't just a wishful thought. It was something that I knew to be true in every fiber of my being. And it wasn't something that I could logically know. I was 7 years old with no real concept of what would go into having a book published. And yet I knew it just the same as I knew my name is and was Helen. And so it's the first dawning of the vision. And for many, 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 many years, I would still hold that belief. I would still hold the knowledge that one day I would be a published author. And actually, my family supported some childhood dreams to bring some books to life. But it was also part of what eventually would set me on the pathway to study journalism, and that set me on the pathway to get another degree in business, where I majored in PR and marketing, and that had me set out in a creative writing environment. It's part of the reason I started blogging. It's not because I thought these things would bring me a book, but because I needed to write. And so that seed had been planted many, many years before. And I share a lot more of my story in You Already Know. And many of you over the years have heard snippets of this anyway. But if you're brand new here, welcome. But if you are brand new to me and my work, you know, this process and this journey that I've been on really came to the fore in 2001 when my aunt passed away. And she came back to visit me and she opened up the world of spirit communication for me. And yet it wasn't until somewhere around 2008 that I felt ready to explore it and investigate it. And so it was about that time that I started giving practice psychic readings and I started working with my spirit guides and figuring out what my intuition was saying, what my spirit guides were saying, and where it was leading me. And so I share that journey in the book and I talk about what it was like to leave a secure job as the PR manager for an online travel business and to, at the time, what seemed like the craziest thing I could possibly do, to go and give psychic readings full time. It was never in my plans to do that. And yet I took a massive leap of faith in following that and in trusting that there was some reason that I just had no intellectual knowledge of at the time. And so in the book, I share that process of how I made that leap. But what also started to happen for me after I left PR and I was giving psychic readings is I started really paying attention. And I started to experiment. It was my own little intuitive experiment for like, what would happen if I actually acted on this guidance? What if every single thing I did today was from a place of intuition? And things rapidly started to change in my life. And it also allowed me, while I was giving these psychic readings, it allowed me to start working with others and seeing what happened when they acted on the information that was brought up in readings. And so I actually began to work with my spirit guides to channel, which basically means that I receive information verbatim. So it's not just through an interpreted, I don't receive the information, interpret it and deliver it, which is often what I do in a psychic reading or in the path and purpose sessions that I do. But instead, when I channel, my voice changes, my vocabulary changes, and certainly when I'm writing, my handwriting changes, and the words that come through are not necessarily my own. And so around this time, I started using automatic writing, which is a way to channel, and I received so much information on what actually happens when we follow our intuition. It is far more predictable than our logical mind thinks it is. And so I share that framework in the book. I share the actual framework that I moved through in how you follow your intuition, how you work with your spirit guides, and this inner transformation that begins when we do that. Because inevitably, our intuition is not just following or rather leading us to some outer world consequence, although that can be a really beautiful byproduct. Our intuition is actually there to take us through the lessons and the inner transformation and the energetic upgrades that are required to deliver us to the outer world experiences where we're meant to be. And so inevitably what happened in my life is that this seed was planted when I was 7. For some reason, I'm getting emotional. I tend to get emotional in these episodes more than I anticipate. But anyway, this seed was planted when I was 7. And life went on. And I don't think that I was actively following my intuition at that time. And yet life still had a way of taking me where I needed to go. And I listened to the big things of, you know, go and study journalism. Go and study business. Go and work in PR. Go and start this blog. Go and leave your job to become a psychic. And that became honed more and more as I devoted my whole life to following my intuition. And it's how I got to the point of producing this book. And so I even reference this in the book that, yes, it took me 30 years, but there are plenty of other things that have happened in that 30 years that have also been part of my purpose. And so I am just so thrilled, even if no one reads it, although I really hope you do, I feel like my purpose is complete on that point. I've got plenty more to do in the world, but there's a really beautiful full circle moment that's happening for me right now. And so let me tell you, you do not have to become a psychic, but you are likely to unearth your own latent psychic abilities in whatever shape or form they're meant to turn up in your world. But you will also harness your own intuitive muscle. You're going to strengthen your ability to tune into your intuition and to follow the guidance where it's leading you, because your path is going to be different from mine. And for that reason, I share a lot of example stories in the book of an amalgamation of client stories that illustrate that this can apply to motherhood. It can apply to following your intuition in corporate settings. It can be in your creative pursuits. And of course, my story in a very unlikely tale. And so the framework applies to each and every one of us. And so if you're curious about tapping into your intuition, working with your spirit guides, understanding what your path is, what your divine life path is, and the inner transformation that you're going to be led on, should you choose to follow your intuition, please would you consider pre-ordering the book? Here's why pre-orders are important. Two reasons. One, every sale that comes in between now and when the book appears in physical form, so in Australia and New Zealand, that's September 2, and then internationally, just a fraction later, all of those sales count towards the first week of sales. And for any author, but particularly a first-time author like me, those first week of sales and all the pre-orders, they help. They help to essentially signify bestsellers and to garner support and interest in this work that I've labored so hard on. And it's not just for me. If you follow anyone who has asked you to pre-order, this is why. They're really important. More important than that to me right now, and most likely to any other author who's requesting pre-orders, is that for a first-time author, my publisher, Murdoch Books, has taken a huge gamble on me that I'm not proven. I'm not proven as an author. And so when they're selling this book into distributors and into book retailers, they don't know whether or not they too should be taking a gamble on a first-time author. And so these pre-orders can help demonstrate to these booksellers that, hey, there is a demand and an interest in this work. And so, you know, I'm humbly sitting here asking you to consider pre-ordering. If you think that this book is something you would be interested in, it can make a world of difference. So if you are interested in pre-ordering, you can do that in a number of different ways. It is available for pre-order on a number of different websites right now. If you are able to order through the link at my website, so if you go to helenjacobs.co/ you already know book, and there are hyphens between you-already-know-book. I'm going to add a link in the show notes to make it really super easy for you. If you're in Australia and New Zealand, you can pre-order through Booktopia. And if you're international, you can pre-order through Book Depository. And the reason that we send you there is that if you come back to my website with your receipt numbers, you will also get an excerpt from the book as well as my Meet Your Spirit Guide meditation for free. So you can pre-order elsewhere, and I would really love for you to do that. But if you want to claim the bonus, that's the place to do it through. What I also wanted to share with you today is just a little story about the practicalities of how this book came about. So not just this vision from a 7-year-old girl who knew that she would write a book, but the serendipitous way in which the book found me. And I've sort of shared this story in bits and pieces over the years via email and social media. But I wanted to share it here because I think that it is also an example of how life is working to support us, to lead us into the situations, the serendipitous meetings, and really into our purpose, even when we may be busy doing other things. And so I think that this is true of the really big, pivotal moments in our life that are going to happen regardless of what we've manifested. And again, I talk about this in the book too, because there's a really interesting balance point, I believe, between what can be some really fated moments in our life that are bound to happen versus the moments that we are co-creating and manifesting. So for example, I don't believe that I was actively working to manifest my aunt coming back to visit me all those years ago in 2001, just a few weeks after she'd passed away. I didn't manifest that, but I do believe it was squarely recorded in my soul's blueprint and in her soul blueprint to ensure that that pivotal moment happened in my life. And I actually feel like this book, and why I've been banging on about it being part of my purpose, is that I believe each and every moment we are of purpose. But I believe that this book is another pivotal moment in my particular soul journey in this lifetime as Helen, and that it was going to happen in some shape or form at some point in my life, and it did. So let me tell you this story. It was actually about this time last year. So I'm recording this on July 2nd. So it must have been about this time last year that I actually signed on with Murdoch Books to write this very book. And I had a chance meeting with my publisher, Kelly Doust from Murdoch, earlier on in 2018. And it was something that I almost missed. A mutual friend put us in touch, and that's actually quite rare in publishing, actually, just to be given an introduction to a publisher. I hadn't prepared a manuscript, although I'd been quietly working on things over the years, you know, that had been sitting on a file on my computer. But typically, if you go to a publishing house, you need to have some of that manuscript and a proposal ready to submit. And typically, people then canvass that to a range of publishers to see who may pick up their work or what feedback they might receive. I hadn't done that. I was actually busy preparing other things. And so this chance meeting came up, and actually, I didn't follow it through. I thought that this person had made that suggestion without really meaning it. And so when this person suggested it again, and she said to me, "Helen, you need to hear me. I will introduce you. She wants to hear from you." And so I did. And so we got talking, Kelly and I, and actually via this discussion, we'd actually kind of prepared the proposal, and the rest, as they say, is history. I want to go back a few steps here, though, because I've mentioned that I hadn't prepared a proposal. I wasn't actively looking for a publisher. So I want to go back a few years. When I first left PR, I knew that this is where the book was. So I knew as a 7-year-old I was going to write a book. While I was still working at the PR agency, I remember saying to a colleague of mine, "Gosh, I wish I could just go and write a book, but I don't know what my story is yet." And I think that's even telling, because I think at the time I thought I would write a novel. I didn't think that I'd be writing nonfiction. But I didn't know my story yet. And so as life carried on and I started giving the psychic readings and my business started to grow, I was offering workshops and I was developing the oracle cards about the time that I realized, oh, this is the book. And I began writing it and was like, oh, I actually don't really know enough yet. And I just kind of kept dropping things in a file on my computer. And then it got to about 2014 and I fell pregnant with Rose, my youngest, and things changed big time. with her arrival. And during that pregnancy, I started working with the High Council of Sages, who I will occasionally channel for the forecasts and other bits and pieces that I work on. And they started giving me the nudge to write. And so I was channeling some interesting information. We welcomed Rose into the world. I'd taken a few months off on maternity leave, and I thought, okay, well, I didn't think it, I was told. It's time to sit down and write the book. And so I did. I sat down to begin writing what I thought was the book that was needed. And actually what happened is I began to channel streams and streams of advanced information, which I had taught in some programs and mentoring over the last couple of years, but it's not available on my website anymore. And I spent a couple of years, I closed a business, The Little Sage, that I had at the time. I put all of my effort into this advanced teachings, and I worked with small groups and I was channeling for them. And the book kind of went out the window. I'd developed this other material. And then, as I say, by 2018, this chance meeting with Murdoch and my publisher came along. And so that was early 2018. By mid-2018, and I've shared this story as well, I was channeling for a couple of hundred people live on a webinar and received the guidance to step back from the work that I was doing. And so the very next day I made the announcement, I'm stopping everything for a while. I'll honor any client work that I've currently got, but I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to take some time out. I signed the book deal, and lo and behold, I had a pretty wide open calendar in which to sit down and complete the manuscript. And at the time, Chris, my spirit guides, had said to me, have the manuscript finished by December 23. And the book was due, the manuscript was due in January 2019. And I worked on that book. I wanted it finished before Christmas. I wanted to take a break with my family. I didn't want to have, you know, the last bits of a manuscript hanging over my head. And I ended up finishing it on Christmas Eve, just as my family was arriving. We often host Christmas at our house, and my parents were knocking on the door. I was still just banging out the last of the manuscript on my laptop. I was still in my pajamas, and they literally arrived as I hit save on the file. So I missed the deadline by a few hours, but I by and large had it done. And so I wrote it in 6 months. Well, not even. I think I had about 5 months by the time I got going. So all of these little snippets had been there and were moving me in this direction. And the reason that I share this is because I want you to be thinking about how you can apply this, how this may be, you know, turning up in your life. I often say to my clients, and perhaps I've mentioned it on the podcast before too, I don't share this because I think I'm the poster child for this or that I am the perfect example. Please don't ever, ever have that illusion. But instead, I think in sharing my story, my hope is that those of you listening may hear yourself or see yourself or connect, resonate with the story. And this is the premise of the book. And if you do get to read it, I hope you're going to take this message away from it. That when you can look back with hindsight, all of the signposts are already there. And you already know who you are and what you're here to offer to the world. And there's all this other life that is unfolding around it. And when we're in it, we can think it's so totally randomly disjointed. But I promise you it's not. And when you switch to noticing the signs and symbols, listening to the body's reaction when you're prompted to reach out to someone, or you're prompted to take a step back from something, or you're prompted to move in a particular direction, that you are then co-creating with life. And I said to you before, I actually thought I'd got off track, but spirits just brought me back to this. None of this is scripted, right? I'm just free-flowing, but somehow it's all connecting up. So I made a comment before that, you know, I think that the moments like getting this book deal. And when my aunt came back to visit me and to open me up to the world of spirit, these were pivotal moments in my life that I don't believe I had actively, consciously manifested through my desire or determination to bring something to the fore. But I tell you what, everything else pretty much is. All the other stuff in our lives, all the day-to-day stuff and what I was just describing in following our intuition to follow the lead, to make that phone call, to eat that thing, to change our diet, to lean in to something new. That is how we manifest and bring to fruition or bring into form all of the other serendipitous meetings, all the other co-creation, so that the right people turn up to support us in honoring our purpose. And so I don't want you to think that your dreams, your vision, your purpose is not going to come to fruition. Instead, I encourage you to broaden the way that you see things and to understand that every single thing in your life is working for you. And it is taking you to the perfect experiences and situations and opportunities to either do the inner transformative work or to meet the right people or to let go of what you no longer need to deliver you into the very moment that is and was destined for you. And if you feel like there is some thing calling to you, that there is some intuitive nudge, some bigger purpose that you're here to serve, and you are looking for a way there, please would you consider pre-ordering You Already Know. I will add the links in the show notes, but you can also find it. There is 1,000 different ways on my website to get a hold of this book. You can just go to helenjacobs.co and you will see the links there. If you're ready for a deep dive, or you're already in the throes of following your intuition and needing some extra guidance on your path, there are also a number of other ways that you can work with me. I have Path and Purpose soul strategy sessions available. I may be able to squeeze in one or two mentor clients between now and September. After September, when the physical book is here, I don't know whether or not I'm going to have the capacity to take on as much one-to-one work. But for now, it is still available, and so are the VIP days. All of those I will link to in the show notes also. If you are also wanting to meet with a community of like-minded people, with a collective of those who are following their guidance, then please come over to the Guided Collective Podcast's Facebook group. The links for that will also be in the show notes, but you can just search for the Guided Collective Podcast on Facebook and find us. There's some really great conversations that happen over there after each episode airs. So thank you for being a part of this, and this is my parting thought, but certainly not the least part of anything that I have said in today's episode. For any of us to live out our purpose, it is done in unison and co-creation with the other souls who are ready to receive it. And so this book and any of my work is only possible because you engage with it, that you reach out, you buy the book, or you come into the Facebook community, or you comment on social media, or you listen to this podcast. And so whether or not you ever order or read the book, thank you for being here and for allowing me to live out my purpose.